got rain here. You wouldn't believe it, but I got big rain a week ago yesterday.
Yeah.
And of course that north wind and that sunshine, it got it fast. One day, you couldn't tell it didn't even rain. But we've had extremely large amount of water here this spring and summer.
Okay. What about the types of land you have? Now, a land maybe that was, say, that was maybe late in the spring, you know, you didn't dry out until late in the spring, it was usually overflowed and you had to plow it later or something like that. What do you call that type of land?
You mean years ago or,
yeah,
or now?
Well, any day, yeah. Years ago and now.
Well, you just, you've got certain spots of land that you can't plant till late. You got to wait till it dries out. And a lot of people wait till long in June to plant.
Mm-hmm.
Where this is wet natured ground.
Yeah.
You wait till June to plant, which I've got a bunch of it that's wet natured. And
would it be lowland or?
It'd be lowland. You can't call it bottom land because there's no creek or anything, just little drains. So you can't call it bottom land. Now, if it's in a creek bottom or a swamp land, river bottom, well, you can call it a bottom field or a bottom land.
I see.
But this is just a low, wet natured place.
What would you call a place that was so low or the soil, you couldn't grow anything there other than maybe grass or alfalfa or something like that? Would you have a...
I don't know what you would call it.
What about a meadow? You ever hear, would you ever
well,
hear
a meadow? Well, a meadow don't mean that you can't grow anything there. A hay meadow is a hay meadow. It can be on top of a big sand hill. In other words, you can have a hay meadow on top of the biggest sand hill in Vernon Parish, or you can have a hay meadow down in the Sabine River Swamp.
I see.
Yeah, there's
well, a meadow, was that a place where you couldn't grow, you know, crops or you...
Not necessarily, no, sir. It'd be a place that you could grow hay or graze or farm, either one. You could do either one of the three. A meadow.
Okay.
In other words, it don't necessarily mean that you couldn't grow anything else. Right?
Now, you talked about a marsh. What would that be?
Well, that'd just be a bay gall or a branch head or something. In other words, so wet and boggy that you couldn't grow anything there. In fact, it wouldn't even be suitable for pasture or cropland or anything.
A bagall.
What they call a bagall is a place that's on the slope of a hill.
Uh-huh.
Where the water seeps out of the hill and runs down into, they call it a bagall because usually it's bay trees that grow there.
Uh-huh.
And the gall is, bagall is just because it's a low, the head of a small drain or something.
Yeah.
But that's what most people call the bagall because it's where water's seeping out of a tall hill and it's so wet that you can't ride a horse through it. Cattle are bogged down in normal rain. Why?
Huh.
Cattle are bogged down or horse, you can't ride a horse. These areas right through here within a couple, 300-400 yards, but you gotta be careful riding a horse if it's a rainy season. Bogged down.
Now, a bay you call a, what noise? The bay trees drop a what? You call that a, they leave all their stuff on the ground?
They drop their leaves and then they bay burrs that's got their red seed in them.
I see. Did you ever let the hogs eat out in the woods or something like that? But they'd eat down in the bottoms usually? Or?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hogs, it was open range and hogs roamed everywhere. They were hogs roaming everywhere.
You call that of what? The stuff they eat, all the acorns and the stuff?
Acorns and mast.
Mast? What was mast?
Well, that included all that. That included acorns, hickory nuts, beech mast. In other words, mast was, that pretty well mast, you'd hear the old timers say that there's good crop of mast this time. Well, that covered everything.
Yeah.